Are you a man looking for an intensive program to help you overcome sexually addictive behaviors? Gateway to Freedom is your answer. Gateway to Freedom is a three-day workshop for men seeking to overcome any destructive sexual habits. Whether married, single, or divorced, Gateway to Freedom will help men regain hope for a new life of purity and real contentment. The workshop is conducted by experts in the field of sexual addiction recovery with decades of combined experience. Read testimonials of workshop alumni at gatewaymen.com. Get all the info and register online at gatewaymen.com or call 1-800-49-PURITY.
Hi, my name is Jonathan, and I'm the founder of the Gateway to Freedom Workshop. I want to personally invite you to be part of our next workshop coming up March 4th through the 6th in Colorado. So call us today at 1-800-497-8748 or visit gatewaymen.com.
Welcome to Pure Sex Radio, training men, educating women. Are you ready to get real and start living each day in purity? This dynamic program is designed to educate, encourage, and equip listeners with the tools necessary for living a life of sexual purity. Pure Sex Radio brings you the best in mobile talk radio. Listen to real-life struggles, learn how to overcome lust, pornography, and sex addiction, and get serious about purity. Your hosts for Pure Sex Radio are Jonathan Doherty and Steven Cervantes. Jonathan is the director of Be Broken Ministries and founder of the Gateway to Freedom Workshop for Men. Steven is the founder of the Hope Counseling Center. Visit us online at puresexradio.com. And now, please welcome Jonathan and Steven on Pure Sex Radio.
Good day, radio listeners. Welcome to this week's edition of the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. We're so glad to have you here with us. My name is Jonathan. I'm here with Steven. Steven, how are you today?
I'm blessed today. Thank you for asking me.
It's amazing to me always how quickly the previous year ends and the new year begins. And here we are already we're rolling and going. And that means there's a lot of activity going on here at the ministry. We've got workshops going on this month. We've got new events that are going on, men's retreats. There's just all kinds of stuff happening. It's all good, and we are grateful for the opportunities that God keeps giving us to be able to engage men and couples and families who really need help in coming out of the effects and the damage that sexual brokenness has caused in their relationships. And we are also grateful for you, our listeners, who have been so faithful to support us in what we are doing here and give us opportunity to continue to spread this message. We're excited to have a new partner as a broadcast partner here in San Antonio through KSLR AM 630 is wanting to broadcast the program. So that's because of listeners and supporters like you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you would like to learn about the ways that you can come alongside and partner with us, simply go to puresexradio.com and click on the Donate tab. And so, Stephen, you know, sometimes this is how we launch into new years is there's all this culmination of ideas and just sort of a jumbling of, hey, what's lying ahead? Where are we at? What are some things that we're wanting to focus on? And it seems like this might be one of those broadcasts where got a whole lot of stuff rattling around in your head.
How do you know I got a bunch of stuff in my head I can't wait to talk about? And I really appreciate our listeners because they have been faithful and they've told friends. And you know, Jonathan, we are so blessed, you and I, to do this.
Oh, yeah.
And I see us as trainers of men. You know, how often do men have an opportunity to sit with a trainer and say, well, okay, guys, what are you learning? Let's pass it down. Let's pass it down to the younger guys. Let's challenge one another to a higher standard. You know, let's reach higher. Let's be more. Let's be what we're called to be by our Heavenly Father, not by the culture. And we are so blessed because I'm pronouncing you a trainer of men. Now, I know you've known that, but I don't know that we've said that to each other formally or to our listeners, that we are trainers of men and educators of women. And so we love the women that listen because they get smarter too. They get blessed. They can point their spouses and the men to this radio program, and the blessings can go round and round.
And the women make us smarter too, because then when they send us emails and phone
Isn't
calls and say,
true?
Let me tell you how it really is, that's always good for us because it sharpens us and helps us. And actually, ladies, when you do respond to us, it makes us better trainers of men.
Oh, that's great.
So it really is a great loop that happens here with our listeners.
So we're going to talk about something that's sort of sweet today. But it's like before we even talk about that, I want people to know a little bit about you. Two things. You're a golfer and you love it with a passion. Any chance you can to get out, you would go golf. Number one. And number two, you and your father-in-law built your own home. You mm-hmm. built the very home. I mean, you guys got old barn wood, and I mean, you built a fabulous house by taking an old one down and putting up a new one. You are a man's man. So even though today's topic is about sweetness, I want them to know that about you, and then I'll say something about me.
Well, and I have to let the listeners know, in the sake of full disclosure, I was really just the grunt labor. My father-in-law is the one that actually knew how
That's right.
to build a house.
But you put the sweat in, and you drove the nails, and you were standing there, right, man to man, man with man.
Yeah, it was definitely a fun process. And it's interesting because you say we're trainers of men, and there are so many different layers and types of training that go on as men, right? Even when
yes.
you're mentioning about me building my house with my father-in-law, he was a trainer of me.
Isn't that great?
The construction aspect, I mean, I was totally ignorant to what it took to really, from the ground up, build a house. And yet he took me under his wing to really help me with that process and train me. So that's one level of training, just kind of in the grunt labor, how to actually build something.
Yeah. And so the other part is that in case people think we're wimpy, we're having to put out a few credentials there, ideas that we're more than wimpy guys. We're just regular guys. And so for Christmas, I asked for shotgun shells. Just everybody give me shotgun shells. I like to blow things up. I like to have a shotgun and blow things up. And a zombie killer, just in case, you know, the world comes to an end and you need a zombie killer. So, and I work in my church in men's ministry, and I'm part of all the activities there. So we're a couple of guys, but the topic is about sweetness and sweetness in relationships. And I think it'll make sense at the end why we're talking about sweetness, when really this is a sexual integrity program.
Mm-hmm.
But so let me just continue to unroll stuff. It's 2016. It's a new year. My mind is racing. And some folks out there know that have been listening. My wife died 10 years ago of breast cancer. 10 years ago. Mm. And so I've really been wrestling and getting myself cleaned up and trying to understand marriage and do it right the second time. And I'm going to get married here before too long. Jonathan keeps asking me for a date and details. No, I'm not giving those out here on the radio especially. But I was sitting with my fiance, and she just blew me away. She said, "This is a really sweet relationship."
Mm.
And I thought, wow, that's kind of interesting. Am I flattered, or am I supposed to feel wimpy? Am I supposed to feel girly? It is sweet. And I thought, oh, no. Oh, this is a spiritual statement about our Heavenly Father. Sweet and good and right and healthy and whole. They are all interchangeable, I think. And she went on to say, "I look around and I don't see many sweet relationships." Mm-hmm. And you know, I would challenge you, look at the people around you that are married. And I look at the people around me. And you know, folks know I do counseling, so I look all around and people tolerate each other and people get along and people work side by side. But do they create a safe place that's special and sacred And I don't know that that's the perfect word, sweet, but she was trying to capture something that said very unique, something very unique about this relationship.
And I think it's a great word. And here's the reason why. As you're talking, I'm thinking about, okay, what would we contrast that with when she's saying, you know, I don't see many sweet relationships in our culture. And I think our listeners would have to agree. If we just took a few minutes to look around in what is being communicated and what we are seeing in so many relationships, and certainly what is promoted in our culture regarding relationships, I would come up with a different word, and it would be sour. There's a lot of sourness. I mean, think about how even marriage and even just relationships through media are portrayed. It's about taking and demanding, and it's about the, you know, saying it's about stripping genders of their natural roles and just making it really a distorted picture of relationships. And I would say there's a lot of sourness in relationships. And so for her to then declare, ah, I see something sweet amongst all of this sourness, I would hope that would spark some inspiration in our listeners of saying, you know what, I'd like a little more sweetness in my relationships versus what's so sour out there in the culture.
You know, it's interesting because there was this a news program, and they were just talking to this female actress, and she was young, attractive, and they asked her, well, are you dating anyone now? And she said, no, I'm not dating right now. I don't know why, she said, but men are mean to me. And I thought to myself, wow, what a terrible statement about men, about us. And this girl's probably looking for, is just an average person, right? What does she want? A good relationship, a healthy and interactive relationship, maybe even dreaming big for a sweet relationship. But she says, I run into people that are takers and demanding and are angry and are pushy sexually and have their own agenda, and they don't care about me.
And think about what is the driving force in media when it comes to relationships. And some people in the audience may disagree with me on this, but I would say it's pornography. So when you think about the driving force of what is essentially the mass education of sexuality and relationships sexually in the culture, it's pornographic. And so it doesn't surprise me then that this actress would say, I'm not dating men are mean because there's takers and there's, you
users.
Know, people. That, yeah. And I'm thinking, well, that's exactly what porn teaches a person to do, is be a taker
now,
and a
expand
user.
That because I get what you're saying, but I can see where it could be confusing because they're not putting out pornographic and saying, look, this is. So what are you saying is happening and people are
And in regards to what she was saying about men, and saying so many men, they're just mean to me, they're takers, they're users. What I would say is that the men in our culture are being raised with a pornographic mindset when it comes to sexuality.
And explain that. What does that mean, a pornographic mindset?
There's porn everywhere you look in our culture. Now, most people would relegate porn to this idea of nakedness and lewd sexual acts. But I think there's a pornographic undertone of this idea of taking and using. And that happens in fashion advertising. That happens on primetime television programs where you see people just hopping in and out of bed with one another. And so there's this idea of pornography that is essentially saying sexuality is something for me to consume, for me to take from you for my own use. And that's more than just naked images and lewd sexual
that
conduct.
Is a great statement. I get to take you. I get to take advantage of you. I get to use you. Pornography is the taking of another person.
And that's what sours relationships. If you have a taker mentality, a user mentality, you're not going to be able to say, we have a sweet relationship. I mean, that's not what sweetness is all about in the way we're talking about it here.
That's good. So let me back up a little bit because let's put a female in a context or a male, but we're just talking about females right now for a minute. And in her home, What if the home she came from, the parents worked a lot and no one was there to build, to talk, to encourage, or they argued, the parents? And look, I don't put down parents. We don't talk down about people. We just talk about reality here, okay? Everybody struggles. Parents struggle. But if you came from a home where the parents are arguing and there's so much tension back and forth and you want just some peace, or there's a defensiveness, everybody's on the defensive. You do that, you're stupid. But don't call me stupid, you're stupid. Everybody's defending and nobody can relax because you're always on the defensive, or are just loud. I was listening to this medical doctor this morning on TV, and he said, if you live near an airport, if you live near an airport, please use earplugs. Your body must rest. You just need quiet to rest. And so people don't realize that their bodies are, they die younger. People close to airports die younger, he said, because of the noise, irritating the body, irritating the sleep. And the body does cleansing during sleep, and if that gets disrupted. So if you're a child in a loud home where the parents are screaming at each other, and there's no rest, and there's conflict, and there's fear because somebody left, and somebody slammed the door. They're working nights and days. Nobody's there. You're taking care of yourself. There's confusion, right? Then you ache and you long for a place to rest, to be nurtured, to be enjoyed. And so we come from these difficult places. Look, being an adult is hard. Providing for a family is hard. You know, paying a mortgage is hard. Buying a car is hard. And so we're all under stress as adults. But women were made for loving relationships. Oh, and so were men.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
Well, and as you're saying that, I'm thinking, and I would actually say to our men listening that I believe, and it's okay if you disagree with me, but I believe that it is actually the man's responsibility to create that atmosphere for quietness, for rest. It's part of being a, and you know what? I would get crucified in the public arena for saying this, but I think it's one of the roles of men as a protector.
Wow.
We need to create that space for a female to have quiet, to have rest, for her soul to be at peace. I believe it's your responsibility, men. We as men are the ones to sort of broaden our shoulders and create that space for her to be able to feel protected and safe, and where she can be quiet and really have the peace that she needs for her soul in a relationship.
That is good. And I appreciate the fact that you sort of have a God view here. And even though you're not going to talk in the correct manner, societally correct, culturally correct.
Well, I'm definitely not PC.
Yeah, okay, so. I was trying to avoid that word. But anyway, you're going to say what you believe God has told you to say. And I'm going to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate your saying that.
And we hope that we can do it in a way that is not, you know, just offensive. We're not trying to be offensive when we say these things, but we are going to just tell the truth as we see it.
So we're trying to figure out here, how do you get to sweetness? If really the goal is to have a sweet, loving relationship, and think about it, everything on this side parallels the other side, right? And when Jesus was weeping over the death of Lazarus with Mary and Martha, and they were just crying together. That was an intimate moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he was being very intimate in the garden when he was just crying out to his father, saying, really, do I have to drink this cup and do this? Do I have to do it, really? I think when he said, let those kids come here. Don't keep those kids back. Come here. Or when they're in the boat, you know, or the way he interacted with Peter, and you tell great stories at the men's retreat about, come on over here and I'll cook a meal for you guys, and let's eat first and just be guys together. I mean, there's lots of sweet, innocent pictures of Christ himself.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, and I think that sweetness is not where a relationship begins. It's where it can go, but we have this false idea that we should be searching for sweetness on the front end. And I think there are steps that must happen prior to you actually getting to that point where you look up like your fiance did and said, this is sweet.
Yes.
It takes, there's a kind of a process that must happen. There are things, there are foundations that must be laid that allow for sweetness to flow, to come out of the relationship. And so if you're out there looking for, you know, sweetness on the front end, and when it doesn't, when that doesn't happen, you just discard and throw away the relationships, you might be getting the cart before the horse and not understanding that there are some things that need to be established prior to you being able to really enjoy the fruit, the sweet fruit of a healthy relationship.
So let's talk about the negative aspect before we talk about the positive one here in terms of what happens to men. We are introduced to porn somewhere. Every man I know has been introduced to porn, so this shouldn't be a surprise. Mm-hmm. So we get introduced to porn, and then either you have a small amount, a medium, or a large amount introduced to you. And I mean frequency and volume and repetitiveness. And then you have sexual experiences. And so the more, the whole point about misguided or unbridled sexuality is once it takes off, it's like a wild horse. It just runs and it drives the whole system and it runs into more and more. And you get dirtier and dirtier and dirtier until one day you cross a line called addiction and you're trapped and nothing else matters. Anything else you want to add to that picture?
And I would say even if you don't eventually cross that line of addiction, the whole process in there, whether it's that small, medium, large amount, and to whatever degree you sort of grasp that, it leads to that place we were talking about earlier where it's still saying, I really want to make it about me, and I really want to make sure that what I'm doing in relationship serves my agenda and kind of fits my desires. And so that we can guarantee you, if that's the path you're on, you will not have a sweet relationship. They're sort of mutually exclusive.
That's right. You can't do both.
Yeah.
If you're getting dirtier, and you know, guys are telling me it's just becoming easier and easier with the internet, more and more places, everywhere you can find it quickly. Mm-hmm. It's easier to get dirtier and crazier and develop your addiction if that's the path you want to be on. But then there's an alternative to that, and that's what this program's about, is a wake-up call to knock it off. Don't get dirty today. Don't get crazier today. Don't do more today. It's not going to make you a better man. So then let's talk about the pathway that every man that got dirty, and I don't mean men that didn't get dirty, every man has gotten dirty, and he has to go back and reclaim sort of a walk of integrity, if we could call it that. So he has to have a vision to walk in integrity. And if the only thing you know is you're sick of being dirty, that's good enough.
That's a good start.
Yeah, I'm just sick and tired of being dirty and stupid and crazy. And I want to walk in integrity. If you can just start there, you know, that's the vision. Any comment about that?
Yeah, I think, you know, what's the old proverb that says the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step? That's the first step. You know, the idea of admission, saying, I don't have it all together. I am going in the wrong direction. I have sour relationships. I am living my life with me in the center, and I want to change. That's the start right there. Don't feel like you got to have it all figured out before you take a step. Admitting you don't have it figured out is the first step.
That's good.
And so recognize that admission, that confession, is a step in the right direction. And we're going to try to help fill in some of those other steps that get you to a place where you can have sweet relationships.
So I'm just going to write 3 steps. You can break it into however you want to break it into. One is just what you said, confess, or as I put it, get a vision of sanity, right? And then you got to do everything you can to hold your innocence. And I mean, we talked about lots of stuff on this program, groups and books and accountability and people and mentors. And I mean, go on and on. People know what to do to get help. Use any other addiction, weight loss, alcohol. Look around. There's lots of people coming out of addictions. Use all those tools to one day at a time hold innocence.
Now, real quickly, if you can let our listeners know, what do you mean when you say innocence? Because that's a word that is not used very much, and it connotates a whole lot of things in a whole lot of people's minds.
Yeah, and I would say simply not dirty. Don't get dirty today. Don't look at porn today. Just hold quiet, sane, less dirty. Because people are getting dirtier every day and crazier and getting lost. And you just have to stop it. Whatever it takes, one day at a time, stop it. And say, today I'm going to hold my sanity, or my innocence is what it really is. But it's, it looks a lot like sanity.
Yeah, and because like you've said before, that, you know, the original design for us was to run around naked in a garden. Innocence.
That's right.
And so there's this sense of being unencumbered. We are not meant to be covered with filth. We were meant to be clean and free and alive.
And so, it's almost like the junk heap, you know? It's full of shiny, fun, interesting things if you're a boy, but those things, that's not what you were designed for. That's not where you're supposed to build your life and spend your day and play all day, you know? So then the next category in my little flow chart, one, create a vision, make a confession, and then work really hard to hold your innocence. So that then one day you can get to the sweetness, simple, sweet life. You know, is life enough? Do we have to have more and faster and better and bigger and shinier? Do we have to have more? Because that's what porn calls for. But we're talking about a simple, sweet life. Is that enough is the question that we're asking the listeners today. And I'm asking you, Jonathan, is that our goal, and is that enough?
Absolutely. I one of the ways that I would put it too, if you're struggling with that word sweetness, is there's two other words that I would use for that. The idea of peace and contentment.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about that. We often think of contentment as like, okay, I'm satisfied with all the stuff I have. I mean contentment. That's why I put it together with peace. Contentment in your soul. And that's why I believe this is really about relationships. Because you know what? You can get all the toys you want, and it won't satisfy at the soul level. I believe the soul satisfaction comes through relationship. And so therefore, this idea to me is an idea is being content enough. I think of what the Apostle Paul said. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most famous verses in the Bible. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we often forget the context of that was a context of contentment. He says, I've learned to be okay if I got a lot, and I've learned to be okay if I got a little. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so I see this process here of having a vision, you know, confess, having a vision, then holding innocence. It leads to this place where you realize, you know what, when I'm walking clean, really the way I was designed, you know, this innocence of being a little boy naked running through the garden that God created for me, there is a sweetness to that. There's a peace and a contentment in that. And I get to travel along with my companion, this woman that God gave me. I mean, when you start putting pictures to it like that, these are clean pictures.
Yes.
These aren't the other pictures you're looking at. These are the kinds of pictures I think God wants us to envision of what sweetness in relationships really look like.
And I like that, because the whole idea of having a companion that is really safe and wants to grow, right? Because the ultimate goal is to pursue God, right? And that's really what this is about. When you're pursuing being clean, you're pursuing holiness and pursuing your designer, your God. So the goal would be to be sweet, to hold that, to laugh, to play, to giggle. Don't watch R-rated movies. Watch Disney fun, simple movies that are very childlike and have a childlike spirit. Is that okay? The two men are talking like, let's have a childlike spirit.
I think it's great.
We're South Texas boys. Yeah. Let's have a childlike spirit.
Let's go shoot a gun.
There you go. Let's blow something up.
Well, listeners, we hope this has been helpful. And we hope that if you are struggling maybe with sourness in your relationships, that you would reach out to us for help. We want to help you in your process of holding innocence and learning what it means to walk in sweetness of relationships. We're glad you've been with us, and we look forward to having you back here again next week on the Pure Sex Radio broadcast.
Pure Sex Radio is paid for by Be Broken Ministries. Visit us online at puresexradio.com.